Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Wednesday, March 31st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Legislation in Canada could make parts of Scripture illegal in that country. The proposed law, C-250, adds homosexuality to the list of protected classes in the hate propaganda sections of the country's criminal code. The bill is now in its third reading, the last step before passage. The International Bible Society is concerned about the legislation. Donald Brooker with IBS Canada.
The government has failed to adequately define hatred or sexual orientation in this bill, which leaves it open that portions of the scripture could be considered as hate literature.
We asked Brooker if this would affect evangelism.
Worst case scenario, it probably would not prohibit evangelization, but they could as much as ask that the Bible be edited and certain verses removed and certain teachings not be done. And that's a major concern, because as you begin to delete things from the gospel, you've taken away from the message.
Unless something happens, passage is expected later this year. We turn next to war-torn Nepal, where Maoist rebels continue their insurrection. Recent fresh violence sparked travel warnings from the U.S. State Department. InterServe's Doug Van Bronckhorst says their teams focus on medical missions and outreach in rural areas.
Daily life still goes on for people. Many people are not affected by it from day to day. Our workers are all still there. We haven't pulled anybody out. They are doing their jobs as much as they're able. And the other thing about it is that Nepal does have a strong Christian church now, which would not have been true in the previous generations.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features stories about the persecuted church and how to help suffering believers. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.